In this section, I want to talk about and look at some of the options that JAWS has as far as configuring how you would like JAWS to speak or behave in different circumstances. Now, JAWS is full of customization tools as complex as a scripting language, which can be used to customize the way JAWS behaves by default or in a particular application. And it also has very simple tools that can be used, such as the dictionary manager, to change how things are pronounced as they're spoken. For instance, let's say your name was not spoken correctly, or maybe a location. Let's use St. Petersburg as an example. That's where I'm located now, St. Petersburg, Florida, doing this recording. And let me write it out. I'm in Notepad, and I'll write out
ST period.
I'll just write ST space.
P-E-T-E-R-S-B-E-R-G-S-S.
Petersburg.
Enter. ST Petersburg.
So it says ST Petersburg. Now, let's say we are always running across ST Petersburg, and rather than having it say it that way, we just want it to say St. Pete. So we can do that by two different ways. We could actually just select the ST and tell it to always be Saint, but that wouldn't necessarily be good because of street. And Petersburg, we wouldn't always maybe want Pete, but maybe if we see the two together, we want it that way. So I'll select the entire phrase, ST Petersburg, by doing a shift end.
Selected ST Petersburg.
And I'll go into the JAWS dictionary manager. This is a pronunciation dictionary manager, by doing an insert D.
Press Control plus Shift plus D to modify the default dictionary file. Otherwise, changes will affect only the current application. Notepad.jdf-JAWS Dictionary Manager.
So I can make this occur no matter where I run into St. Petersburg, or I can just have it affect this particular program I was in, Notepad at this point, notepad.jdf-JAWS Dictionary File. We'll just add it to the JAWS Dictionary File for the purposes of demonstration here.
Enter. Add dictionary definition dialog. Actual word edit. ST Petersburg.
Now, the actual word, it recognized that I had selected some text, so it brought in the entire selection. If I had not selected any text, it would have gotten just the word the cursor was sitting on and placed it here. So if I was on ST of ST Petersburg, I would have only gotten the ST in the actual word. But because I had selected it, it brought it all in. And I'll tab forward.
Tab, replacement word edit.
And type in how I would like JAWS to speak whenever it runs across that combination of ST Petersburg. So let me type in Saint.
S-A-I-N-T space.
Pete.
P-E-T-E.
And I'll press enter.
Enter, add dot 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 button.
And I'll exit the dictionary manager with an Alt F4.
Alt F4, dictionary manager dialog. Save changes to C:\.
Yes, I'll save the changes.
Enter, edit, untitled dash note.
And now I'll do a home.
Home.
And I'll do a say line.
St. Pete.
And it says St. Pete. I'm still on.
S T space P E T E R S B E R G.
However, the dictionary rule is kicking in here, so it says
St. Pete.
St. Pete. And if your name was mispronounced, you could do a simple dictionary rule in JAWS in the default file to have your name pronounced correctly. So that's a nice little simple configuration feature, very easy for any user to use, and you can pass those files around. So if you had a group of people that were using JAWS in a unique application, let's say a medical transcription program, someone could go in, build a lot of dictionary files, or build a dictionary file with a lot of the pronunciation modifications that you want for the medical transcription package, and that file could then be exchanged and shared with other people, so everybody doesn't have to make the file up themselves. All right, let's take a look at the configuration manager and see how that works. Before we go into it, we'll look at the verbosity dialog box. Insert V. Wherever you are, running JAWS brings up this verbosity feature.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog. List box. User verbosity dash beginner level 1 of 10.
So V as in verbosity. And you now have the opportunity to toggle between beginner, intermediate, and advanced level user verbosity. In other words, how much text spoken? Do you want to have a lot less prompting read, a lot less of the help information may be spoken, you can change from beginner to intermediate or even to advanced, and it will speak less information. You can even, through the Configuration Manager, change what each verbosity level would represent for you. So it's completely customizable to the individual's preferences. Well, let's down arrow in this list.
Spell mode dash standard.
This feature allows you to change if a word is spelled
S-P-E-L-L.
Like S-P-E-L-L, or I'll hit the space bar here to change this one.
Space, spell mode dash phonetic.
And when it's in phonetic mode,
Cap, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Lima, Lima.
It will spell it that way instead. So I'll set it back to standard.
Space, spell mode dash standard.
And down arrow.
Typing echo dash characters.
Typing echo, I had mentioned this in an earlier section when we talked about editing and typing text. So we can have it echo each character as we type, or we can change this to words, or both characters and words, or none at all.
Screen echo dash highlighted.
Screen echo, when a new screen is written, if for some reason it doesn't read very well, you can actually toggle this to echo every new thing that's written to the screen, and there that will give you a lot of information, oftentimes a lot more than you would really want. So by default, highlighted is the best way to run this. So there are several things in here. I'll let you go through and check out more. I'll press Escape. We'll go into the Configuration Manager and see where these things are set up a little more permanently. The Verbosity dialog box is a great temporary way of changing something quick and easy. But if you find that you have a setting that you'd like to have made more permanent, such as the spell mode, maybe you always want it to be phonetic, let's go see where we make these changes. I'll hit Escape.
Escape, Edit.
And I'll do an Insert and the Function key, F2. This takes me into the Configuration Manager. I could go to the JAWS window and go in through the menu system in the JAWS window to get to it, but this is a shortcut. Insert F2.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list box, Configuration Manager, 1 of 10.
And these are all the different managers for JAWS, Dictionary Manager, the Frame Viewer, the Graphics Labeler, Keyboard Manager, all the different tools that you can use to customize JAWS to your own preferences. I'll press Enter to enter the Configuration Manager.
Enter, Edit. Notepad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
And it loaded up a default or a notepad file. I'm going to do a keystroke here to switch it to the default file.
Default.jcf-JAWS Configuration.
Control-Shift-D, and then I'll go to the menu bar under Set Options.
Alt-S, Menu Active, Default.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager, User Options, ...
And here we are. There's a lot of choices here. We'll just down arrow through the list and look at a couple.
Verbosity options, ...
The verbosity options, this is where you can set up what items would be spoken under beginner, intermediate, or advanced.
Text processing, ...
The text processing options, things like how it reads dollar signs and mixed case processing and things like that.
Format options, ...
Now, here's a option to go in, and we can have JAWS indicate different things to us. Let's open up this dialog box. I'll press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, format options, dialog, speak text formatting, checkbox not checked.
And I'll do an Insert F1. Let's see what JAWS tells us.
Check this box if you want to enable the speaking of text formatting. Once enabled, tap through the controls to toggle the speaking of specific types of formatting. These options can be especially helpful when you are proofreading or writing a document, and correct formatting is essential. This option is not checked by default. Press Escape to close this message.
So this is not something you'd necessarily want on all the time, but if you've written a document and you're really trying to make sure it's laid out right and all the attributes and formats are the way you'd want them. This sounds like a good feature. Let's check it out.
Escape, speak.
I'll hit the space bar.
Space, checked.
To check it, now we'll tab through and see what the different options are.
Tab, speak text formatting attributes, checkbox checked. Tab, speak text formatting font, checkbox not checked. Tab, speak text formatting point size, checkbox not checked. Tab, speak text formatting foreground color, checkbox not checked.
So all of these things would be announced to you as you move through your document. Anytime something would change regarding whatever these items are, if you've checked them, you would hear the change announced. If you moved on to a new point size and you had point size checked, JAWS would tell you that the point size changed. So it would give you those indications. Kind of a nice little feature. I'm going to Shift Tab back up and turn off that Speak Text formatting.
Shift Tab, Speak Text, Shift Tab, Shift Tab, Shift Tab, Speak Text formatting checkbox checked.
We'll uncheck this one.
Space not checked.
And I'll press Escape to go back to the Configuration Manager and then back into Set Options.
Escape, default.jcf, Alt S, Menu Active, User Options, dot, dot, dot.
Let's take a look at HTML options. There are probably more settings available in JAWS for HTML specifically than for anything else that you might want to do. This is a great dialog box for those of you who are going to browse the web to go through. You'll learn a lot about JAWS and see some of the options that you can set up. So I'll hit an H.
H, leaving menus, HTML options dialog, skip past repeated text on new pages, checkbox checked.
Now, there are about 15 or 20 different controls in this dialog box. You can move through. Most of these things may or may not make sense. You can do Insert F1 on every single item, and it'll give you a good description of exactly what it's for and what it does. I'll tab forward. We'll look at a couple.
Tab, screen track virtual cursor, checkbox checked. Tab, say link type, checkbox checked. Tab, identify quote same page quote links, checkbox checked. Tab, speak access keys within web pages, checkbox checked.
So all of these things which you may or may not want to be hearing when you're reading a web page are within your control. You can turn these off by default.
Tab, indicate block quotations, checkbox checked.
Block quotations on web pages, there are many times that something is being quoted, it's indented, it stands out, and you may or may not want to have it announce the fact that it is in block quotation when you land on it.
Tab, indicate list, checkbox checked. Tab, indicate tables, checkbox checked. Tab, detect table type, colon, combo box, data tables, 2. Tab, page refresh filter, colon, combo box, refresh as needed, 1 of 3.
This is an interesting feature in JAWS, the page refresh filter. Many times when you land on a web page, such as newspaper pages for sports or weather, they're constantly being updated. And the fact that they are being updated causes a refresh to happen, which makes JAWS believe that maybe the new page just got loaded and it needs to start reading at the top again. This can make it very difficult to read a page like this without always being sent to the top. So you can basically come in and tell it to stop refreshing the pages, and you would do this right through the verbosity dialog box while you're on a web page, but you could set it up here so that it doesn't do that. Let's look at Insert F1 on this so we can get an idea of how that works.
Web pages are sometimes set to automatically refresh or reload to regularly update information. This can cause JAWS to start reading over from the beginning of the page and make the page very difficult to use. Set the page refresh filter to control how frequently pages refresh. Select the refresh as needed, refresh every 60 seconds, or suppress all refreshes of web pages. If you select quote every 6, quote every...
So you get the idea here that you can customize this a little bit and get better control over what you're going to have spoken. I'll hit Escape.
Escape, refresh as needed.
All of these things point back to one of the things that makes JAWS so popular, a screen reader worldwide, and that is its flexibility, the customization, and it's all done through a very friendly user interface right in the Windows environment. So once you understand Windows, once you understand how to use a Windows application, that's all you're doing here with JAWS is going through and setting things up. And you can change it any way you'd like at any time you'd like. I'll press Escape to get out of the dialog box, and I'll leave the Configuration Manager. Well, that's about all the time we have for on this recording. I hope that this recording was of value to you in exploring a little bit about JAWS for Windows. I do encourage you to visit our website, consider the timed evaluation of the product, and get all the training tapes, or contact your dealer for some more information. Our contact information for Freedom Scientific will follow.